Good morning all, Ryan Tubridy with you this Tuesday morning. It's the 19th of July 2022 at 4 minutes past nine. Great to have your company till 10 o'clock. The text number is good to go and 51551, and you can email ryan at rte.ie about anything in the whole world apart from the weather. I'm only joking. What else would we do? What would we do if we didn't have the weather to talk about? I was watching one of the news broadcasts last night saying, yeah, it's fun and stuff, but if it keeps going like this, it's really bad for the, well, global warming, all that kind of, that's the discussion that we can have maybe another day, or maybe we should be having it today. Although I do think weather, parking the weather for a second, that news in Mullingar is really good about the film studio that they're going to make there. I think that feels very positive. Hammerlake Studios, purpose-built campus to attract large-scale blockbuster film and television content productions from the US and around the world. That's good enough for me. And, you know, Mullingar is fast becoming the cultural hub of the nation, isn't it? I mean, all the great singers have come from Mullingar. And there's beautiful tourism around the area. I was there recently again. And now you have this purpose-built campus. And we have a brilliant and shining and proud tradition of movie making in this country. And it's just terrific to see that good news story coming through in the last 24 hours. So good on them, and well done to everyone at Westmeath County Council for pushing it through and making it happen. I don't know if there's another vote to come, but hopefully they'll all do the right thing and make that happen. They reckon it'll generate about 50 million euro annually for the Mullingar economy alone. Imagine what it'll do for the rest of the country. So that is all good news. And actually, one man who's on his way to record and to make films over here is Russell Crowe, who's in a lot of the papers today because Russell Crowe went to, as he tweeted, he said, took the kids to see my old office, which was the Coliseum, as he was Gladiator once upon a time. And there he is. He's with his partner, girlfriend, and a couple of his kids. And they're wandering around the Coliseum taking selfies and onto the Pantheon, which we talked about last week, it being so beautiful. And then he'll be coming over here because he's going to be filming the supernatural thriller The Pope's Exorcist is the name of that, and he'll be spending some time filming around the place here. So that's also good news. Now, Channel 4 will explore Boris Johnson's rise and fall in a four-part documentary. I watched a half-hour documentary. They got it all in Sky, but Channel 4 have decided to go with a four-parter, and why not? And then we also have the joyful thought of Kenneth Branagh's drama where he plays Boris Johnson. If you haven't seen a picture of Kenneth Branagh doing Boris Johnson dressed up as him, what have you, it is remarkable and well worth a quick look. But anyway, this programme is yet to announce a date. It's on the way. I'll watch it anyway. I love political documentaries, so I will watch it. A Meath farmer is swimming in hay after he built a makeshift 40-foot pool. This is the Meath version of the 40-foot. It's a massive pool for his neighbours to cool down in as temperatures continue to soar. According to irishmirror.ie, Michael Farrelly used 20 bales of hay and silage cover for the temporary pool, which is filled with about 30 tonnes of harvested rainwater, lest we all give out to him, on his land. And the outdoor bath, is you can call it that, is held in place with intermediate bulk containers, which are filled with 1,000 litres of water. And sure enough, it's a great photograph with the hay bales and all the coverage, the intermediate bulk containers, and it looks like they're having the time of their lives. Dublin's South William Street is to be fully pedestrianised, according to Olivia Kelly in the Irish Times. Dublin City Councillors have agreed to press ahead with the full pedestrianisation of South William Street, despite opposition from some businesses, particularly car park owners. But they've said, no, we're going to go for it. And they agreed to include an objective for the full pedestrianisation of South William Street in the new city development plan. Do we like pedestrianised streets around town? I think so. I think it makes for a nicer way to visit the city. But if I was a car park owner, of course, I'd hate it. But we have to start thinking of a world with fewer cars, or at least more electric cars, and all of that. But that's not today's conversation. New Zealand's version of Tony Houlihan, as he was, is a guy called Dr. Ashley Bloomfield. And why do you care about him? Well, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield was meant to be having a goodbye party, but it was scuppered because Omicron has just started to sweep across New Zealand. I mean, it's not bad enough for them already. They got beaten twice by the Irish rugby team. Now Omicron's sweeping across the island. And New Zealand, a place I haven't been, but I believe it's very, very beautiful and not dissimilar to Ireland. And I think Ireland came close maybe to getting the Lord of the Rings Peter Jackson series. But New Zealand, for obvious reasons, close to Peter Jackson's heart, won that bid. And it was funny watching, wasn't it, watching the All Blacks match the other day and watching all the New Zealanders with their coat and scarves and hats, and they're freezing and thinking, wait a second, it's totally confusing. Anyway, back to Dr. Ashley Bloomfield. He's leaving, and in his departure speech, he said, look, we've cancelled karaoke. He's a bit of a karaoke fiend. And he's cancelled karaoke. He said, no, I'm not doing that because it's too risky. We'll do it later in the year, I hope, if the staff still want to come. And the cancellation reflects an increasingly gloomy outlook for New Zealand's winter season, high rates of COVID-19 and other winter illnesses stretching the health system. Asked at a press conference whether New Zealanders should be limiting large social gathering. I'm triggering already just with those expressions. Large social gathering. He used his upcoming party as an example, saying the large formal event planned by the ministry had been called off. We've now gone for a much smaller, modest event. No food and drink. Everyone will be wearing masks. And the large number of people that were invited will be joining via Zoom. That sounds like my idea of hell. But it still constitutes a party, it seems, in that time. It does feel like reading like something out of a science fiction novel from 2 years ago, if you can have such a thing. Boom, the austere fair is a sad contrast to previous plans. When asked, and I suppose this is the kicker here, when asked about his leaving in April, Bloomfield had said, yeah, on the matter of karaoke. And what's his go-to tune? Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. Not an easy song to sing at karaoke, and a bit of a passion killer, I would have thought, among the attendees at any karaoke, and not very inclusive. So maybe it's just as well they had to cancel the karaoke session, and maybe he should work on his choice of songs. Something from Queen's Greatest Hits, for example, although it's very hard to sing a Freddie song, very, very hard, very silly. Pity the Fool, who takes that on. You've got to choose your karaoke song very carefully and know your limits. Queen have made UK chart history by becoming the first act to sell 7 million copies of an individual album, albeit a greatest hits. And it's the Queen greatest hits. We had it for years in Irish on vinyl, obviously, famous cover. And the top 10 best-selling UK albums of all time, I'll lash through them. They are Queen greatest hits at number one. And then on to ABBA, Gold, grand. The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's, please. Adele, 21. Grand. Oasis, What's the Story of Morning Glory? Excellent. That's at 5. At 6, Michael Jackson, Thriller. 7, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. 8, Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. 9, Michael Jackson, There He Is Again. And Bad. And Queen, Greatest Hits, number 2 at number 10. So there you are, that's the full 10. I've seen this bit about the place. If you think an aubergine is a harmless veg and a peach is just a fruit, you need to wise up about emojis. How up to speed are you on that? If you get an aubergine in a text message and an emoji, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I feel I know my audience here, but then sometimes I wonder how well do I or not know. I mean, if you're sitting listening to this wherever you are, if you're walking by the bay in Naples, thinking, well, if somebody sent me an aubergine, I'd think, wow, is there a food market nearby? I mean, are we having salad for dinner? Or are you the other listener who gets sent an aubergine emoji and thinks, well, now, I might have to call HR or the police, or I'm not sure. I know, either way, you got to tread carefully when you're working your emoji. Equally a peach. It's not just a fruit. It's a message. And you have to be aware of these things. What I wasn't aware of, because I am 200 years old in this regard. Okay, aubergine and peach, I do understand. The manicure emoji, which I've seen being used as well. I thought it meant it was more like a harumph or something like that. Do you know what I mean by harumph? Yeah. That it was like, well, you know, something like that, if you can translate that. But it seems it signifies waiting for gossip. This is the thing. So tell us everything. So I'll read further into that later, but just so you know, just don't just take emoji as a given. There sometimes is a message, just so you know. It's raining in Ballinspittle, according to Michael in Cork. So I was walking along yesterday and it rained for about, and it was lovely time of the day and the sun was shining. and there was ice cream, and it was about 11:30, and everyone was looking around at each other going, what is this happening? The rain? And it lasted all of, I'd say, between 30 and 40 seconds, and then it stopped and never came back again. But Banless Spittle, that's what's happening. Our guest this morning is Melvin Bragg, somebody I've never interviewed before. Looking forward to hearing Melvin Bragg, says John. Admired, respected, and something of the go-to person when it comes to presenting cultural arts programmes for decades. I'd love to ask him about his spitting image. That's right, his lampooning puppet, though. Was he offended by it, I wonder? Particularly the voice. I myself found it amusing. I get the feeling he probably embraced it with good humour, though. Yeah, I would imagine he gets it. Speaking of which, Justin Trudeau decided, obviously, to make his way through the pandemic with a follicle reflection of what was happening. It was like the pathetic fallacy of the head. And he was, you know, getting more straggly and beardy and tramp-looking as it went on. And now it's pretty much gone. So he's gone for the full. He's shaved all the beard off and the locks off. And he now is, unfortunately for him, everyone now thinks he looks like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber, and he does. I know. I couldn't believe it. I said, please show me his. And unfortunately for Justin, it's a little bit Dumb and Dumber. It's quite unfortunate because he seems like a pretty good guy and smart and all the rest of it. But thanks, somebody just. It looks kind of like it was done with the nail scissors, but. And we shouldn't, but anyway, look, if he just pushed it a little left or right, well, then he could go all something about Mary. Just be careful. Anyway, let's not talk about Steve Bannon for a second, because that's a bit more interesting. And Steve Bannon is going on trial. Jury selection began yesterday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time top advisor to Donald Trump. He's facing criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House Committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 Capitol insurrection. So that's what's going to be happening as we watch that. And he was charged with defying a subpoena from the committee that sought his records and testimony. And that's kicking off again this week. So we've got the Tory leadership election. We have the Capitol Hill investigation continuing. So for people who are kind of a little bored talking about the weather, there's other things to be talking about, and we'll get into that shortly. I will say, as not quite the weather, but as a subplot, I did have jelly and ice cream yesterday, and I did so on the basis that it comes in little pots, so you don't have to get into the water and the homemade version of it. So you tap the pot into the bowl, and then a slice of HP vanilla ice cream, which was delicious. And obviously, I had to post it because everything must be posted. And and I came in for a little criticism today upstairs because of the spoon. And I was trying to figure out, how is a spoon worthy of criticism? And you can look at it if you want. I mean, it's a spoon, and it's a strawberry jelly. I did say, look, it could have been worse. I do have an orange jelly as well waiting to go, which might be later. Well, we'll see. I have to say it was delicious. It was simplicity itself. Try being a home ec teacher, asking the students, do they like aubergine? Of course. That's something you'll only do once. I was mortified. I felt like I was a teenager again. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think I never thought of the home ec teacher having to ask the students their opinions on aubergines. I'd say there's aubergine flying everywhere in Love Island, message wise and beyond. It's as I always say, it's not something I watch, and yet it's something I think is providing so much joy to people's lives. Then I watched an episode. I watched a bit of it through the eyes of Gogglebox the other night. And it was really funny. So some guy had recoupled. Now, if you speak fluent Love Island, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll try and keep it straightforward. A guy had recoupled with a girl called Coco. And Coco and himself come out. But he still kind of has a thing for the girl he had been with before Coco. That's my feeling on it. And he said, no, we only had a little kiss. And, you know, there was nothing in it. And then there was more to it. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It got quite, you know, well, it got a little bit hot and heavy. But it was funny. It was funny watching Gogglebox watching Love Island. And still I continue to have a rough idea by osmosis of what's happening on Love Island. And it's great fun. It seems like it's great fun. I may even watch it next year. No, I'm never going to watch. I had the tub of jelly and vanilla ice cream last night. It was pure joy. You see, you're singing my song. It's so simple, and you've got to get it right. Some people don't like the combination and the taste of it, but I think it's wonderful. Aoife Moynihan was on. Mullingar is definitely the cultural capital this year. We have the national fly arriving, that's right, for a week on the August bank holiday. So everyone's hyped. We're an extra 2 years ready due to COVID delays. Yeah, I was watching the Limerick team coming home yesterday, and as Cathy Halloran said in the report, this is the three in a row, so they had 2 years where they couldn't do this. So imagine how exciting that was last night. It must have been just, and then the heat, and I hope Limerick had a great night last night. Everyone enjoyed themselves tremendously. Speaking of Love Island, there was a piece of music used in and on Love Island last night, and she's somebody we've had on the Late Late Show, and we play her here, and her dad's her greatest supporter, and why wouldn't she be? Her name being Orla Gartland. Well done, featuring, and of course Twitter went mad.